Good morning, Masechet Erechin Daf Lamed Aleph. And we're starting on the Mishnah, three lines on top of the Amud. Manit Amoche Bait Bebatayre Choma, Areze Goel Miyad. So if a guy sells a house in a walled city, he doesn't have to, he can do the high, Steve. Goel Miyad. Okay, he's able to redeem it and change his mind and go back, pay the guy out and take his house back immediately. What does it mean immediately? Look at Rashi. Vain Lord Din Stea Chuza. And as opposed to a family heritage plot, right? Shetzarich lamtin shtei shanim. There we learned the other day, and we've seen it many times, he would have to wait at least 2 years before he could redeem it. Here, there's no two-year minimum, which makes sense, right? Because he if he hasn't redeemed it within the first year, it's gone. So we can't even make the guy wait 2 years, it'll be gone. We might say maybe about a month or 2 months, whatever the case is. V'goel kol shtei masar chodesh. Okay? And he can redeem it at any given time during the 12 months. So he's got 12 months in which to redeem it at any given time. As long as he does that, it's good. And then the Mishnah says an interesting thing. Hareze kamin ribit, v'eino ribit. Look, Rashi actually says, v'eino ribit gemura, isn't properly ribit. He's got a bit of a slightly different girsa. So what does it mean that's a bit of ribit, but not real ribit? You look at Rashi like this. Hareze kamin ribit, the very last wide lines of the Rashi at the top there. Kshemachzir lo ma'otav betoch shana. When, let's say that sell you my house for $1,000. Can I come, and that is in Tishrei. I come in Elul, 11 months later, and I pay you back. How much do I give you? V'ein ze menake lo klum. I don't reduce it at all by any amount. I give you back the exact amount that you paid me to begin with. So what's going on here? You gave me $1,000, and I gave you my house. I come back 11 months later, I give you back the $1,000, and I take back my house. Oh, but you've lived in my house for 11 months. What about the fact that you've used the house for 11 months? Right? So he says, V'eino menake shklum nimtza shenishtamesh bebeito beschar amtanat ma'otav. What is the works out here? That you, the use of my house, in other words, the rental, so to speak, is it being paid to me in a sense by the fact that I've had your money with me for 11 months. That I had your money in my bank account, I was able to use it and do business, another case was. I'm paying you for that benefit by giving you my house rent-free for 11 months. Quite amazing, eh? So that's why the Gemara calls it ribit. That's ribit. Right, but it's not ribit, Gemara. Look at Rashi. The ribit lo mikra is not really called ribit. When is ribit called ribit, says Rashi? Ela l'day halva'a. When you lend me money. V'lo l'day mecher, not through selling. So here, it's almost like a technical loophole, so to speak, where I've basically been given ribit, I've paid you ribit, I've had your money with me for 11 months, I've given you my house rent-free for 11 months, I've used your money. We don't call it ribit because it wasn't a loan. Okay, remember that's important. If the seller dies, so now his son come and redeem his house. I look at Rashi Yigalben, no? V'toch shana imyutzeh. Same laws apply, for the same period of time, but his son can do it if he wants. Aval achar shana, after a year, nechlat v'eino nig'al od la'olam. Once the 12 months are up, it's gone. Son can't do anything. Right? Milichtir v'im lo yigal ad melot lo shana. It's got 1 year and to do it, and that's even the son can do. We'll see later on the Gemara discussing the son. Meit halokeach. Now what about the guy who buys the house, if he died? So now again, yigal miyad beno, you can redeem it from his son. And we'll see as well, the Gemara asks the question, what's the habamin? It seems pashut. Rashi's rather no Rashi on that. Ein monin lo shana, ela misha'a shemachar. And now we don't say, look at Rashi, we count the year from the time that it was sold. She'im machra Reuven leShimon beNisan. If Reuven sold the house to Shimon in Nisan, and then Shimon sold the house to Levi in Iyar, the month later, Kavan shigia Nisan haba nechlat v'ein monin lemecher sheini el rishon. So now basically what happens is the house change hands. We say, maybe we can now count the 12 months from the time that the second deal took place. No, we count from the time the first deal took place. That is it. And if we haven't redeemed it in those 12 months, it's gone. Now, just for 1 second, took me half a minute to quite get my head around this. Put your head into the context of the buyer doesn't want you to redeem the house. Okay, that's obvious, right? The buyer wants the house. So he's hoping that you don't come in those 12 years and redeem the house. Remember always that we're looking from the buyer's perspective. He wants you to forego and not to come and redeem the house. So now, next part, next Mishnah. So we saw, mate, if the seller dies or if the buyer dies, either of those cases, we still go on as normal. Keshua mer temima, rachinema admirot loshanat. Keshua mer temima, right? So the pasuk that we're seeing over here now, right, that pasuk says, if he doesn't redeem the house until a full year, complete year has passed, come and buy it. Asher ba'ir asher lo choma. We come in the house; it's got a walled city. Letzmitut forever. Lekone or to the guy who bought it. Ledorotav lo yetzei ba'yovel. Doesn't get in the yovel for history. Gone. It's a done deal. This is not the sort of sales we used to now, right? A person buys a house from somebody that's gone. You don't expect the guy to come back in a year and say, "I just want my house back." That's the idea. So now, the word in the pasuk temima, Mishnah says, why don't say temima shana temima, a complete year? Lavi et chodesh ha'ibur. Right, that year, that word temima comes to include, right, chodesh ha'ibur. Look at Rashi, what's chodesh ha'ibur? She'im ha'ita shana mu'beret ena nechletet ad shlosh asher chodesh. Okay, so if you set a house in a leap year, you got 13 months, provided that you sold it, like, in the beginning, right? Or if you never sold it, towards the, if you sold it after Adar Bet, or after in Adar Bet, to make no difference. If you sold it in Adar Aleph, right, so you'd have till Adar the following year, which would give you 13 months. Rebbe Omer, liten lo shana ve'ibura. So she says, not to give you shana mu'uberet, that word temima comes to teach you shana ve'ibura. Look at Rashi, what shana ve'ibura? Bein b'shana pshuta, bein b'shana mu'uberet, notnin lo shnat levana, ויאמים שיתירים בשנה חמה על שנה של לבנה. So he says, irrespective whether it's a leap year or a regular year, you give him that extra time. What is a leap year all about? And what is our month? Every month we add a month. Because there's 11 days between a leap year, a solar year and a lunar year. Rabbi says, we give him the whole year, the solar year. Look at Rashi. אחד עשר יום שמהם אנו מעברים את השנה. So that's according to Rabbi, you've got 365 days, not 354 days, to redeem your field. Right? That's the extra period of Rebbe. Higia yom shnei masar chodesh. Now the Mishnah carries on ignoring Rebbe. If the 12 days have come, 12 months have come, lo velo nigalan, he hasn't redeemed the house, hayta chalutalo, it's gone. Right? Echad lokeach v'echad hanitan lo b'matana. Interesting, the Mishnah says, even if he gave him a matana, the person gave you the house for b'matana, he's got a year to redeem the house. He never redeemed the house within a year, it's also gone. Why? Sh'neimar litzmitut. We'll see, the pasuk says, that same pasuk we saw, it says, Asher lo choma litzmitut lakone, litzmitut. So we know in Hebrew, litzmitut means forever. We'll see, the Gemara is going to say, why does litzmitut dafka mean forever? And we'll see there, because the pasuk will tell us, that we could have said, tzamit. We could have said, the litzmitut could have been, Asher lo choma latzamit. That would have meant forever. The fact that it said latzmitut comes to increase the interpretation. It says there, Rabbi Rachmana, and we'll say that it also includes presents. So it's either sales and presents, from the word latzmitut. Okay, Mishnah. Gemara starts off straight away and says, matnitin de lo karebi. Our Mishnah not like Rebbe. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, amocher b'ay b'et erechom ha-rezinik al-miyad, you can redeem it immediately. Right, look at Rashi Avia, matnitin, diktani ha-rezik go al-miyad, you can redeem it immediately, demashma afilu bo v'yom shemacha, even on the same day that you sold it. Mutar ligol the lo krebi, not like Rebbe. Why? Look in the Gemara now. The Tanya, we've got a brighter. That Rebbe says the Gemara Nazir. Rebbe Omer, the pasuk says, ve'im lo yigal ad melot lo shana trima, next pasuk, ve'ish kimkor bayit moshav ir choma, ve'itatz tut ad tom shana mimkaro, yamim tihye gulato. What does it mean, yamim? Says the Gebraita, yeah, yamim, ein min pachot mishnayim. Yamim means a minimum of two. Yom is one day, yamim is two, at least in the plural. So you got to at least wait 2 days. You can't redeem it immediately. Yamim tegulato, en yamim chuluk rashi, de lo tishhe biyad lo koach pachot mishne shalim. Shne yamim. The guy's got, at least have 2 days. So he's got a parallel here, Rebbe, from 2 years in a field to 2 days in a house. So where the Tanakama says, no problem. Kukwel miyad, Rebbe says, 2 days. We have to, our Mishnah can't be Rebbe, he can't be the Tana. Personally, it's obvious Rebbe's not the Tana of our Mishnah. Why? Because we're quite Rebbe. We have the machloket there between what weather was with the Ibur or the Chodesh or the 11 days. So to really see that our Mishnah is like Rebbe. So Musakev Rabbanan, what do they use those two, that word Yamim for? Yamim, Hayamim, Ma'avid, what do they use it for? Mi Ba'ilei, Mi Yom Le Yom. They need Yamim to tell us that when you come to sell the field, look, Rashi, b'yom l'yom, she'im machra be'echa b'nishim, if you sold on the first of Nisan, ein monin shana l'minyan olam, we don't count a year like the way the world counts, meaning what? Delema came and shigia tishrei al tolo shana, because we sold it in Nisan and the world counts from tishrei, tishrei has come through, it's already a year, even though it's only 6 months. No, we don't count it in calendar years, we count it in 354 day periods. Right, sharei, yatsta otashana, ela ad echad benisan haba eno nechlat. That's what Rebbe uses the word yamim for. Yamim says, from day to day, you started on the first of Nisan, you got to the first of Nisan next year. Verebi, so now where does Rebbe learn that in from? Verebi, miyom liyom inale, where does he learn from? Nafkelei, miva'ad tom shnat mimkaro. Next pasuk there says, "Vishki mkor beit moshav ir choma." Person who sells a house in a walled city, vaitagurato atom shnat mimkaro. It's got till the complete year is finished to redeem it. Yamim tiyel gurato. Rebbe uses the word yamim. Chachamim use the word atom shnat mimkaro. The first words of the pasuk to the end of that year that he sold it. So now, right, sorry, I lost my place here. Okay, so Rebbe's got Yamim, meaning at least 2 days, and then Ad Tom Shnat Mimkaro till it comes the following year on the same day. So Rabbi, now, what do they use that Ad Tom Shnat Mimkaro for? Ahumi Baile Shnat Mimkaro Shelo Velo Shnat Shel Minyan Olam. So he says, you're right. Chachamim use Shnat Mimkaro, same idea, to tell us that it's the days that he sold it and not the rest of the world. And the Yamim, right, remember we said earlier on, We rephrase in our Chachamim. We said at the very beginning that Rebbe uses Yamim to tell us it has to be these 2 days. And we said, what did Chachamim do with Yamim? They said they needed it for from day to day. Right? So now the Gemara is saying that they use now Shnat Mimkaro v'lo Shnat Minyan Olam v'yamim mibaylei l'mi'eit l'eit. Right? And Yamim is actually from the time to time. So they're saying it's a little different now. They're saying, no, when we said Yamim earlier on, we went from the day to day, it's Ad Tom Shnat Mimkaro like Rebbe. So what is Yamim for? Yamim is from 8 to 8, from the exact hour on the day. If we just learned the Pasuk until the end of the year, we go from day to day, but not time to time. If the deal was done at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd say it's irrespective. Once the day comes in, it's not a Mari, it's really done. No. We even learn over here that it's from 8 to 8, from the hours specifically. Right? Katav Rachman Yamim. The rabbi, okay, hold on, look at Rashi. Is there Rashi on that? Mi'eit l'eit, anyway, is there Rashi on mi'eit l'eit anyway? I can't see it. No, okay. Mi'eit l'eit, yamim, so therefore, the Torah wrote yamim, tells that there is from 8 to 8, from hours, and hours are included as well. The rabbi, mi'eit l'eit minale, where does Rebbe learn that idea from, of mi'eit l'eit, because he uses yamim to tell us at least a minimum of 2 days. She says, nafkelei mitmima. Using that same first pasuk, it said, shnat tmima. So he learned Tamima means complete, even within the hours. So Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan do with this word Tamima? They needed to teach us Ibura, the leap year. But Rebbe also uses it for Ibura. Now look over here, Mishnah Shas actually fills in quite a bit of a sentence. Right? So he says there, Achinami, you're correct. Hami Baile Leibura miyom leyom. They know from day to day, but mi eight le eight. But the idea of mi eight le eight from hour to hour, being more specific in the actual day itself, mi ad tom shnat mimkaro nafkare from mi ad shnat mimkaro. Like we said, basically we got those psukim come along full circle, and we learn the halachas here that when you sell a field, you got a year to sell the field. You don't have to wait 2 days like Rebbe can do it immediately. When you come to count, you don't count Tisha, you count a whole 12 months. If it's a leap year, you'll count for the whole leap year, 13 months. And then it comes to the day that you sold it. So it was Nisan to Nisan. And at the actual hour that you sold it is up until that very last moment, you've got a chance. It's like almost like a tender. You know, if you've got like these tenders, they close at 12 o'clock on the ticket that you got to get. If you're getting one before 12, you've still got the tender. Right? Same idea over here. Not on the date, exactly on the hour. Okay, we carry on. Mishnah said there, Hareze Kamin Ribit. What does it mean? It's like Ribit. Ah, Tanya, we've got a brighter Hareze Ribit Kamura. It is Ribit. Why are you telling me it's Kamin Ribit, like Ribit? We've got a brighter, it is Ribit. But what's going on? So how does the brighter say that we can use it? Elisha, after I hear it, it is Ribit. You can hear me there, eh? So says it is ribbit, but the Torah allowed it. That's our brightness. It's in a bit of a stereo. Our Gemara says, come in ribbit. The brightness says it is ribbit. And Rabbi Yochanan lo kashra said, no problem. Not a stereo. Why? Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbanan. And if you Rashi tells us who's who over here. It's 1, 2, 3, 5 lines down before the Rashi gets wide. Matnitin Rabbi Yehuda. He says, our Mishnah, which says, come in ribbit, is Rabbi Yehuda. And the brighter, Rabbi Yochanan will tell us, is Rabbanan. Right, the Amar. Look at Rashi. The Amar tzad echad beribit mutar. Interesting concept over here. We've seen this before, though. It says, when is ribit mutar, according to Rabbanan? Ribit is mutar when there's one possibility that ribit can come into play, but it's not guaranteed that there will be ribit. But if there's a chance that there might not be ribit, the ribit that would exist is mutar. Look over here, that we call b'tzad echad. What does it mean b'tzad echad from one side? B'tzad echad ribit mutar. The ribit haba, yidei mecher, ribit that results as a result of a sale, like we saw in our Mishnah, kari tzad echad. That's called a one-sided ribit. Why? Mishum de'ein ba yidei ribit mishnei tzadin. When we say mishnei tzadin, it's like we man of shach. However you look at it, there's going to be ribit. Either the guy redeems the house or he doesn't redeem the house, there'll be ribit. That will be from both sides. He does redeem it or he doesn't redeem it. In this case, it's not the case. It's only if he doesn't redeem, only if he redeems the house, there'll be ribit. If he doesn't redeem the house, there won't be ribit. The guy gets the house, he paid the money, and the house is his. But if he redeems it, then there'll be ribit. That's called mitzad echad. Right? Look at Rashi. Im lo yigalena v'tichaleto. If he doesn't redeem it and he loses the house, ain't can ribit, because he'll never get the money back. And the guy wouldn't have lived in the house rent-free. And there's no demay hamtana of the money. There's no ribit. Aval halva'a, but it comes to a loan, vadai ba'a lidei ribit. However you look at it, whether the guy repays the loan or doesn't repay the loan, there's going to be ribit. That's called ribit mishnayetan from two sides. She'ena nichletet, and the loan is never, ever, ever gone. Well, never is a hard word, because if he never wrote to Prusbul and it came Shmita, he would lose his loan. But let's say, other than that extenuating circumstance, or if the guy forgave him, but whatever the case is, it's a loan as a rule, it's never undone. It's always ribbit. And there, Rabbanan say in the case of Gemara, that's called Rabbi Yochanan. The brighter is Rabbanan, who says that even ribbit Gemara is mutar betzad echad. Right? The word says, "Hi, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Hadatanya, Rabbi Harei Shaya Noshe b'Charimane." So the Gemara brings a brighter story. He had a debt of a money on a friend. And now he mortgaged the field, but with a sale note. Right? Look at Rashi over here. The very first wide lines, Rashi at the end. He took a mortgage on the property on that loan. And in the mortgage document, it was written as follows: "Im lo iten lecha mane mikan va'ad shalosh, if I don't repay you the money from now in the next 3 years, harei hi shelcha, this field's yours." We've seen this before. Come across this before. Basically, the guy now has got a mortgage on the field. Within 3 years, the loan isn't paid, it's his. Okay? Bizman shamocher, the brother says, Bizman shamocher ochel peirot. If the seller of the field, in other words, the guy who owns the field, but he's got a mortgage on it to his creditor, if he's the one getting the benefits from the fruit in the meantime, mutta, that deal's okay. Lokeach ochel peirot, asu. But if the guy who's got the loan, and he's got the mortgage, and he behaves from now on as if the field's his, and he starts eating the fruit, it's asur. Why is it asur? What's that fruit that he's eating? Ribbit. He says, yeah, I've got a mortgage on your field. He already asked if it's his field. He takes the fruit. Basically, the fruit is ribbit for his loan. Look at Rashi, the asur. Right, bezman shamocher chaperut kolotan shani mutar, but lokeach chaper asu why sheme yigalena betoch shalosh. The guy might come and repay the loan within the 3 years, which means that it's not going to become his field. Venimtza sheachram ribit. So it means in the meantime, for let's say 2 years into the loan, he comes and repays the loan. The guy's been taking the fruit for the last 2 years. He's been getting ribit. Right, so. So we see how Rashi now what we said lokeach ochaper asu Rabbi Yehuda. That's why the Gemara wanted to say in that bright Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Yehuda who said it's mutar. Here the Tanakhama says it's asu. Rabbi Yehuda says no problem. Af bisman shelokeach ochel peirot mutar. Even while the guy's eating, it's mutar. Why? Because he did it like a mecher. It was a stay mecher. He had a sale contract on the lease, on the loan, and therefore there was no guarantee, right, that the interest would be paid, right? There's no guarantee. He might not, he might yes. It's a little bit different to our house, because in our house, but still, if you look at the house, the guy, in the end of the day, did get free rent for 11 months. So two of the other guy got free fruit for 2 years. Same idea. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Masim Bitus Benzunin. Bitus Benzunin, Shasa, Sadeo, Mecher, Apir, Bitus Ben Azaria. He says it was the same story took place where Bitus Benzunin with the broch of Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria did it. Right? And so this is his proof. He says, wow, that's why I'm telling you in the Braita that the guys would not eat it. Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria gave a heter for this. So how you say, yeah, I'm ruler, that's it to me. Shamrai, that's a proof. It's not a proof. They said, you got the story all wrong. There, Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria said that the mocher can eat the fruit, not the lokeach. So we seem to have a proper machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Chamim. So Gemara is like, it's my bay now. What's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi and Chacham? What's the nafkamina? The argument here is tzadichad beribit dike benayu. This concept of tzadichad beribit, Tanakama savar tzadichad beribit asur. Tanakama says even if it's only a one side, it's not a guarantee that the loan, that the guy's going to end up owning the house. The loan might be repaid, even though it was done by a mecher. So when he repays the money, he's not really repaying the loan. He's essentially redeeming his field, which is like redeeming the house, right? And there's a chance he might not have redeemed the house. He might not have redeemed the field. And therefore, if he hadn't redeemed the field, it wouldn't be ribbit, correct? Let's say he never redeemed the field. It would have basically meant that the field was sold to that guy and was his field. He was eating the... But he evid, we'd look back and say, whose field was it? His field, and therefore he could eat the fruit. So it's only when he redeems the field, when he redeems the loan that there's ribit, that's called tzad echad. And there Rabbi Yehuda says mutar. Chachamim says it's asur. Rabbi Yehuda savar tzad echad beribit mutar. Rashi right in the last lines, tzad echad beribit mutar. Shim yigalena yeh ribit. Only if he redeems it, is there ribit. Vim lav, lo ba yeh ribit. Like they wouldn't come to ribit. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, there's a chance that there won't be ribit here, that even if there is ribit, it's mutar. Chachamim say it makes no difference. Ribit is always asur. Okay. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, that's not the machloket between Rav Yehuda and Chachamim. It's not a case at all of ribit but tzadichah. Rava says like this. Dechule alma tzadichah ribit asur. Rava says nonsense. No one allows ribit. You can't even say that Rav Yehuda's machloket. Tzadichah is asur, even if it's only one-sided. Look at Rashi there. Ki hai gavda lak in this case. Asur altogether. Why hoil me kara b'torat halva'a atel yade? It's not like a house. When we sold the guy the house, we actually sold him the house. Here, there was a loan. Ah, so we had a mortgage, and in the mortgage there was an option that if you didn't repay, we'd take care of the field. But still a mortgage, still a loan. So you can't tell me that you that it's a loan, you called it a sale, and therefore this mutar. Rabbi Yehuda, so what did Rabbi Yehuda say? How can Rabbi Yehuda matid it? The kashare b'hachi askinam, when he allowed it, what were you talking about? Shehetnu mitchila. They made a t'nai at the very beginning, a condition. She'im yigalena ha-mocher betuch shalosh shanim. If he would come and redeem the loan, repay the loan in the first 3 years, yachzir lo ha-lokeach ha-dami mi-peirot she'achal. It was agreed, listen, mate, you can eat the fruit as much as you like. But if I repay this loan in the first 3 years, whatever fruit you took, you pay me back for. There's not ribit. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda said that you could do. Now that's the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. It's not a case of halva'a b'tzad echad mutar. That's always a loan. A loan's asur. The machlok is, are we allowed such a clause that I pay you basically ribit in the first 3 years with the agreement that if I repay the loan, then you pay me back the fruit that you ate. That's what our Mishnah, the Tanakama and the Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about. The Tana says, Savar afilu tzadichad nami lo have. Even one side you can't have ribit, habatrat mecher ataliade. The Tana the Bride says, sof sof hoil velide ribit, ati tzad echad keribit kemurhi elosh atorahi tirta. So our Mishnah, we spoke about the house, right? Says only mutar in the case of a sale, never in the case of a loan. And in the Brighter, the machlok between them is, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, is would we allow such a story or not, according to the I think it's actually Rabbi Yehuda in the Braita, Rabbi Yehuda would tell you that in such a case, even though it is Ribid Gemura, the Torah allows such a story. I'm actually a bit confused about this Rashi, because Rashi has suddenly taken the Machloket out and related to Amishah. Let's see about Nitin, V'tana de Braita b'ha pligi, V'tana de Dan Sabar afilu tzalechad nami lo haveh. The Tan in our Mishnah spoke only about a house where the deal is a sale and never a deal of a loan. The Tan in the brighter Savar, sof over there, ribit, ati, tzarechad hu, kribit gmurhi, and the Torah hitirta. But the Tan in the Mishnah, in the brighter Tanakama, didn't allow it. It must be Rabbi Yehuda in the brighter. Okay, so there he would allow it because at the end of the day, you're going to pay it back, and therefore the Torah would allow such a story. Okay, look in the Gemara now. So now we go back to the actual Braita, the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. So Rabbi says, the good Amud Tzarechad Ribit Asur, V'hache Beribit Amudat Lachzir Ika Beina. This is the Machlokes, if you're going to repay back. Mar Savar Asur, Tanakam of the Braita said it's Asur, whatever the case is, even if you're going to pay it back. Umar Rabbi Yehuda Savar Mutar, it is Ribit, if you're going to pay it back, it will be Mutar. Okay, so that's really the end of that sukkah over there. Now the Gemara carries on like this. Meita Mocher Yigabnu, we said in the Mishnah, but if the seller dies, his son can come into his step into his shoes and redeem the house. Was it pshita? Why would he even think differently? Was it that? What would we have thought? The ish, the pasuk there says specifically, the ish kim kor beit moshav ir choma vaytagurato atom shnat mi, and he can redeem it at the end of the year. Maybe it's only the person himself. Am rachmana v'halo machar, and this kid now he's not the one who sold it. Kamash belan, the pasuk there comes to teach us vaytagurato. The pasuk says at the end of the day, "Vaytag geulato," talking about the house, mikol makom, even if it's from somebody else, even if it's his son, doesn't have to be only him. And then the Mishnah said, "Meita lokeach," right? There Rashi said, "Mikol makom mashma dim kain habelei lemichta v'yigalena." If we weren't speaking about the house, anybody could redeem it. The pasuk should have said, "At v'hayata yigalena ad tom shnat." That he's a guy that has to come and redeem it. Like I said, it means that it's anybody. Same idea over here. If the buyer dies, you can redeem it from his son. Where's it again? Pshita. Why would that be a question? Son inherited it. My time says, no, what would we have thought? Lakone. The pasuk they said, v'im lo yigal ad melot lo shanat nima, right? Lakone oto, right? It goes to the guy who bought it. So you might have thought again. Right, that it's the buyer. Im lo yigal betoch shef, he never redeemed it in the first year. Ha im yigal yachzirena, v'kone hu di yachzirena, aval b'no lo. If it was his son, we might think that you can't redeem from any longer. Kamash b'la v'etagulato mikol makom, says Rashi. Same idea here, hatagulato mikol makom. Ka'en monino shana ela misha'a shemachar. Now we saw here the Mishnah they spoke about from the time, misha'a shemachar. Remember, look at the Mishnah for a second. And Rashi said there, Misha Shemachar, right? That from if Reuven sold to Shimon in Nisan and Shimon sold to Levi, we go from the time of the first sale of Reuven to Shimon and not from the second sale of Shimon to Levi. That's what we're discussing over now at the moment. Ain't Shana Ed Misha Shemachar. Tarabanan, Shana, a year, any Odeya im Shana Rishon im Shana Shani. So when we say over here, Shana. Right, Rashi says there, I have a kativ ad melot shana velo katav lo. If the pasuk had said, I ad melot shana, if the pasuk had said, ad melot shana until a year had passed, if you look at the pasuk that says there, it's the second pasuk on our daf, v'im lo yigal ad melot lo, until his year has been completed. The pasuk had just said, ad melot shana, full stop, and not mentioning the individual. Any audacity, Rashi, Mshala Mecher Rishon, or Shala Mecher Shani. I wouldn't know what it meant. It said, in Melot Shana, if a year was completed, what year? Which year? The first sale or the second year? And Rashi gives examples here. Gon Macher Ruven, the Shimon bin Nisan. Ruven sold the first sale to Shimon in Nisan, and Shimon sold to Levi in Tishrei 6 months later. Vahaiti Haitiome, open our thought. Ruven, She Machra Rishon, Mechashev im Levi, does a deal, basically, Ruven, who sold to Shimon, would then go and account from the time that Shimon sold to Levi. And therefore he'd have an extra 6 months in which to come and redeem his house. Remember we said, we're looking from his side now, he wants to redeem it. So we want to give the guy as long as we can. The buyer, on the other hand, wants to give you as little as possible. He doesn't want you to redeem it. Right? But now the pasuk says, that it says there, ad melot lo him the seller mashmed the amoche rishon ka mahader. Talk about the first sale. So we're saying when the pasuk is talking about me, it's my house, I sold it. We look at when I completed a year from when I sold it, not from when the guy that bought it from me completed a year. He's out the picture. The pasuk mentions him. So now let's go back to the Gemara. Shana in your day, shana rishon, shana sheni. Keshua mer ad melot lo shana, have shana rishon. Right? That's how the Gemara comes out and says it's the first year. Now the question is, lemi chalut? Okay, good question. Who gets the house now? So I sold to Reuven, sold to Shimon. I'm Reuven, sold to Shimon. Shimon sold to Levi. We go from the time of Shimon's purchase, which was in Nissan. And now, in the meantime, at the time of Nissan, Shimon hasn't got the house. Remember? The house is sitting with Levi. So now, we know that I'm out the picture. But who gets the house? Does the house go to Shimon, or does it stay with Levi? Okay? Lemi chalut. Right, that was the first or the second. I said, Kashigia shana lemoch rishon v'nechlat, mi mina lekochim zocheh b'chalitazu. Who gets the house? Rabbi Ezra meh l'rishon. Rabbi says to the first guy, he gets it. L'rishon chalut. And Rabbi Yochanan says, amar l'sheini chalut. Now look at Rashi quickly, l'rishon chalut. Why does Rabbi Elazar say that it goes to the first one? So look at Rashi. L'rishon chalut. To Reuven, eino go'ala od mishimon. Reuven doesn't come to Shimon. Aval Shimon go'ala mi'levi. But Shimon has a chance to still redeem it back from Levi, ad sheyegia shana lemecher sheni. Shana Levi lo nechleta. You see what's happening here? Each one of them at the end of the day sold a house in a walled city. So if I sold to Shimon, Reuven sells to Shimon. So now when Reuven sold, his year's up, gone, the house is gone. However, Shimon, who's now the legal owner of this house, he sold it in Tishrei. He's got a year until Tishrei to redeem the house. So really, who's got an option on redemption here? Yeah? Shimon. So according to Rabbi Elazar, it's Shimon's house. I sold it to him. He's still got time to go and redeem it. So therefore, it should go back to him. Where Rabbi Elazar said Rishonot, and Rabbi Yochanan said Shaini. Look at Rashi, and a Shaini Chalut. She'ed Shimon go'ala od mi Levi. He says, tough luck. When Shimon sold to Levi, Shimon knew that if I didn't come and redeem it in the first year, not only was my sale complete, but his sale was also complete. Right? Look at the Gemara, says like this, Bishlom Rabbi Elazar. We understand, and it's simpler for us to understand Rabbi Elazar's story. Why? Because we count the year from the time of the sale with Reuven and Shimon. And 12 months are now up, therefore the house is gone. And who was the one who I sold it to? I sold it to Shimon. And Shimon still got his time to go and carry on. So therefore, it should be Shimon's house. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, my timer. What's Rabbi Yochanan's explanation? How does Rabbi Yochanan explain that the second buyer, he gets the house? Right, so now I'm Rabbi Abba Bar Memel. He comes and explains. My machar lo rishon l'sheini. It's unbelievable, eh? The concept here of sale. What did Reuven really sell what did Shimon, the original buyer, what did he sell to the second buyer? Ma machanush nesheini, kol schut shetavo leyado. He sold him all his rights. And what was his rights? Part of his rights were that if the house doesn't get redeemed after 12 months, it's gone, it's mine, I can have it. And if I'm selling you all my rights, including my right that if it doesn't get redeemed after 12 months, I wouldn't be able to have it forever. It's yours now forever. And therefore it's pashut, that when you bought it from me, you bought it with all my rights, knowing full well there's a chance that the original seller won't redeem it, and it'll become mine, and I'm selling you those rights as well, implicit in the sale. Okay, so that is we saw now Rabbi Abba Bar Memel came to introduce himself. So while he's here, he's going to tell us two halachas. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Memel, Machar Shnei Batei Arechoma. A guy had two houses in a Batei Arechoma, in walled cities, and he sold them both. Now, when did he sell them? Echad b'chamisha sar ba'adar rishon. The first house he sold on the 15th of Adar. This is a classic example of a mitzvah boy, right, who's born in a leap year. Right? So you can have a guy who was born in a leap year, and his friend was born in that same year in Adar Bet, and he lives for a mitzvah before the guy was born in Adar, right? It's classic. We all know the stories like that. That's the same example. So he sold the two houses. Echad b'chamishasav Arishon. The first house he sold on the 15th of Adar Rishon, the first Adar, which, by the way, we know Adar Rishon is the added year, remember? That's the added month. When we add a month in a leap year, we add Adar Rishon. Adar Bet is the regular month. Remember, Purim's in Adar Sheni. Adar Aleph is the additional month. So he sold the house on the 15th of Adar Rishon. Ve'echad, and the second house he sold, ve'echad ba'adar ha'shayni, on the first of the next of Adar Sheni. Zeh shemachalu ba'adar ha'shayni, so the second house he sold on Adar Sheni on the first of the month, kevan shi'gia yom echad ba'adar shel shana ba'a, when the Adar comes around the following year, on the first of Adar, al talo shana, years up. So even though he sold it on Adar Sheni, now 12 months later, that house, if he hasn't redeemed it, is gone. But the house that he sold on the 15th of the first month of Adar, lo atal shana ad chamishasar ba'adar shel shana ba. He still got an extra 15 days. So it turns out that the house he sold in Adar Rishon, he's got 12 and a half. It's full 13 months, basically, right? From Adar Rishon to 15th of Adar Sheni, then the whole year, and then 15 days into it. He's got 13 months to sell. To redeem it. Right, and on this, Matkiv Ravina, Ravina said, what's going on over here? Velei melei. Now, there's a bit of a rivalry here between the two buyers. Because remember I said at the very beginning of this year, look at it now from the perspective of the buyer. The buyer doesn't want you to redeem the house. So the fact that you've now given him an extra 15 days, right, into Adar, so that buyer who bought already 13 months ago, he has more time to have lost his house. There was, I can come and redeem the house from him, and he loses his purchase, where his friend who bought it 15 days after him, right, has already gained his house. The seller has lost the chance to redeem it, so the buyer has benefited from the house 15 days earlier. So the guy who bought the house earlier is now pretty upset. So he says like this, v'lei m'lei, and can't the guy who did the deal on the 1st of Adar, say to the guy, on the 15th of Adar, sorry, say to the guy who bought the house on the 1st of Adar, Ana kadim shachin nura mekamedidach. I came in, look at what shachin nura de kamedidach, Rashi, yeah, shachin. He says, yeah, ani hesakti eish, I lit a fire in this house, v'nishtamashti bebeit bebeit korim imcha, before you. V'shechan echlat b'chai b'adar v'shiri lo michlat. This is not fair. I bought the house before you. So I should have got the ownership of the house before you. You came after me. And you've had less time in the house. You've been burning fires here, using the house for a lot less. And how come you get it already? It's your house. And I've still got 15 days. This my seller might come and take it away from me. Right? So he says, Da'amalei at nachit libur. What do you want from me? You that decided to buy the house during the leap month of Grash, at nachtat libura, nichnas b'chodesh ibur, you went into the ibur month, the added month of Adar. Lefichach tav, if you're going to lose it out, the tamima ketiv, because Bas says tamima, litain lo chodesh ibur, to give you that extra 13th month, aval ani lo nichnasti bo. In other words, basically, if he had waited a few days longer, right, and only done the deal on the 1st of Adar, he would have had a greater chance of getting the house, because the guy would have had less time to arrange the money. Now, Abba Bar Memel gives the same story with a different example. The Amarabi Abba Bar Memel, Noldulo Shnei Tlaim. He's got two lambs that are born to him. Right? If we can rush, Noldulo Shnei Tlaim.
At the same time, if the guy started at the time he sold the house.
Sorry?
At the same time to raise the money, if he started at the time he wanted to sell the house.
No, on the first house he's got 13 months, on the second house he's got 12 months. Right, but the seller never raised the money for the second house. He got his house. He never had time to raise the money. Where this guy now, he's still got 15 days to go.
Well, I'm saying it's from the time of the sale to the time of the redemption.
But 12 and a half months have passed already, and the seller never raised money. Because the fact is, the house that he sold on the 1st of Adar, after 12 and a half months, he never had the money to raise to get back, and he lost the house. So he had 12 and a half months. So I don't understand.
But had he started to raise the money when he wanted to raise the money, it would have been the same period of time. In fact, he actually concluded the sale a month after. Doesn't mean that the period of time to raise the money would have been...
But we got a fact in hand that 12 and a half months has passed and he hasn't been able to raise money. Okay. But you don't see any difference here between the two? You don't see that the guy here...
I do see the difference, but if the guy that's selling the house wants to start raising the money, right, at the time that he wanted to sell the house, the fact he's delayed the sale until the following month in order to avoid the 12 and 13 difference...
No, but don't look at it at the time. Look at it from the end. The second sale was done 2 weeks later... But the period that he had to redeem the house was 2 weeks earlier. Where the first house was done 2 weeks earlier, and he had an extra 2 weeks at the end to raise the money. And he could have raised the money within the first 12 and a half months. So the chances are that if he had done both sales on the first of Adar Bet, by Adar the following year, he wouldn't have had the money. The fact that he did the sale 2 weeks earlier gave him 2 weeks later at the end. Let's carry on. The Amar Rabbi Amar Memel Noldulo Shnei Tlaim. Right? So yeah, if he had two Noldulo Shnei Tlaim, look at Rashi there. Vahim Bechorot. Now why is it relevant? They were both Bechorot. Umuzhar Lahakrivan Betoch Shnat. We learned that with Masechet Bechorot, that you've got a year in which you've got to deal with your Bechor. You can't wait a year. Dichtiv Tochlenu Shana Beshana. We've got a year. The Bechor has to be dealt with. You can't let a Bechor hang over for a year. It's the same idea over here. Noldulo Shnei Tlaim, two of these Bechorot, Echad Bechamishasa Lo Shel Adar Arishon, Echad Be'Adar Sheni. Same idea. The one in the 15th of Adar Arishon, and the one the first of Adar Sheni. Zeh Shel Adar Be'Adar Sheni, Kevin Sheyegeh Yom Echad Be'Adar Shel Shana Haba'a, Alta Lo Shana. The second one, which was born 2 weeks later, 2 weeks before the first one, already becomes a year old. And Zeh Sheladu B'chamishasa B'Adar Rishon, and the one which was born on the 15th of Adar Rishon, in other words, 15 days before the second one, Lo Alta Lo Shana Ad Chamishasa B'Adar Shoshana, but he's got 2 weeks after the second one before he becomes a year old. It's a bit crazy, right? Now that's exactly the case about mitzvah boys, by the way. The Gemara brought a case of a Bechor. Could have said about mitzvah boy was born on the 15th of Adar Rishon, and he's only bar mitzvah on the 15th of Adar Sheni. And a guy was born on the first of Adar Sheni. He's already bar mitzvah born on the first of Adar Sheni. So he was born 2 weeks after his friend. He becomes a mitzvah 2 weeks before his friend. You clear? Right? So now the same story over here. Matri Ravina again says, what's going on over here? Velei melei ane kadi machil. Now, what's going on over here? The guy who's the Bechor from the second, born on the first of Adar, he's got to quickly go and run and find a coin and deal with his Bechor. He says to his friend, well, why am I in a rush? You were born before me. How come you aren't rushing to deal with your Bechor? You've got 15 days over me. He says, Yeruka mikamach didach. My one ate vegetables before. You look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yeruka mikamach didach. Basically, Yeruka mikamach didach. Man's been eating vegetables before you. Same idea. You landed in a leap year. So basically the same answer. The Gemara says, do hai tu lamali, hai nuach. Why do we need two separate examples? They're exactly the same. The Gemara says, no. But the time what we have thought, hatam ditiv tamima, in the pasuk of with regards to the house. So it says there, lo yigal ad melotlo shana tamima. Right? Vahacha, and yeah, in the case of the Bechor, right, it says that if Hashem lokecha tochlenu shana b'shana b'makom asher yivchar, doesn't mention the word tamima, locative tamima. So if we might have thought that tamima applies this idea of having to have a whole year, even including the leap year, only applies in the houses, doesn't apply in a bechor. Kamashla is the word no, it applies to both. Why? The shana, we learn exera shava from one to the other, mahadade gamire. We learn it one from the other, and therefore the concept of the 13-month period even applies in Bechor, and not only applies in the houses, and without this, Dimon wouldn't have known that. Okay, now, higia yom shnei masar chodesh v'lo nigal. Then the Mishnah said, if the 12 months comes at the end, right, the Mishnah is like this, higia yom shnei masar chodesh v'lo nigal, hayta chalutalo, it's gone, whether it's like lokeach or even a guy who gave it a gift, right? So now, The pasuk says litzmitut forever, which means the chalutin. That's what simple litzmitut. It's gone. The Gemara says another word of understanding the word litzmitut. Lerabot eta matana, to include matana. Remember I said at the beginning, right? My time. The Gemara says what's the reason? Because the pasuk should have said tzamit, right? Should have said tzamit. So why did it say tzmitut? To teach us extra halachas out of it, and therefore we include matana. Amrua Rabbanan Kamid Rapapa. Rabbanan said in front of Rapapa, come on, who's this Mishnah like when it says tzamit, meaning tzmitut as well, or including as well matanot? The Lord Rabbi Meir, obviously not like Rabbi Meir, he can't be the Tana. Why? Ik Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, ha amar, don't Rabbi Meir say, and Rashi actually quotes the Gemara that it was in, ha amar, look at Rashi there, b'masechet b'chorot, b'perek, Achron the Daf Nun Bet Amud Bet Matana says Rabbi Meir Eina Kemecher Lachzor BeYovel Mishe Natna. It's not like Kemecher Mecher, right? Matana Eina Kemecher. There, if you sold something in after the Yovel, it comes back to you. Rabbi Meir is Mocha Machmir. He says a Matana never comes back to you. If you gave a guy your fields of Matana, you don't get it back. And if you sold it, you get it back. Right, so Rapapa says, no, you could even say that our Tana is Rabbi Meir. Sha'ani hacha, here it's a little bit different. Why? The Rave Rachmane Litzmitut. There, with regard to setting a field, if you gave it as a Matana, right, you wouldn't get it back. But here, Matana applies because the Torah included the word Tzmitut, because it's Tzmitut, so therefore the same did applies here. In our case, a Mecher and Matana behave the same. So Amar Rabbanan Rapapa. Rabbanan said, Rapapa, Amarla, Ravuna, Rav Yeshua, Rapapa. And some say it wasn't Rabbanan, it was Rabbi Yeshua, Rav Yeshua, said Rapapa. Vaha Gabe Yovel Dichtiv. With regards to Yovel, the Pasuk there says, Bishnat HaYovel Hazot, Tashuvu Ish El Achuzato. What does it mean, Tashuvu, that it returns? The Rabot and Amatana. Right? There, Chachamim said that Tashuvu means Rabot and Amatana. Even a Matana would come back to you at the Yovel. Rabbi Meir lo kemarve, and Rabbi Meir doesn't learn it. El ha'avada, so the Gemara says, you're right, the law of Rabbi Meir. Therefore, we see that the din over here is completely different when it comes to Yovel, when it comes to bayit, all those sorts of dinim. Matana is different as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned. Therefore, our Mishnah, which says Matana and Mechira are the same, obviously is not like Rabbi Meir. Next part, Torah, Magdish Beit, Bayit Be'Beit Ha'erechoma. Now you are Magdish, never sold a house. But you were magdish to Beit HaMikdash, your house in a walled city. Here the writer says, Hareze Goel, the Shita adds in, Miyad, V'Goel Le'olam. Here we haven't got a case of like in a sale. In a sale, you're limited to 12 months. If you magdish, if you dedicate to Beit HaKabayit, so there you can do it immediately, and you can do it forever. You aren't limited in your 12 months. Right? And Ga'alo Achar, so the passage is like this, V'Goel Le'olam. Right? Ga'alo Achar, sorry, if another guy comes and he redeems it, Miyad Hegdesh, in other words, before you were magdish the house, and 6 months later somebody arrived to Beit HaMikdash and says, you know what, to the treasurers, I'll want to take this house. Higia Yom 12 Chodesh, if 12 months arrives, Velo Nigal, and now you go, don't go and base take it back from him, Haya Chalutlo, it's gone. So now, if you magdish it to Hegdesh, you can, and it stays with Hegdesh, you can forever come and redeem it. But if somebody else came and redeemed Hegdesh, it's as if they bought it from you. Now your 12-month period kicks in. And if you don't come and get it, then it is gone. He owns it. The question is, that Shemasar Chodesh, is it from the time that you were Magdish it, or is it from the time that he bought it? Look at Rashi very quickly. Higia Yom Shemasar Chodesh, Mishe Lakho Mina Gizbar. You see that it's interesting. You've got a little bit of extra time here. Because if I was Magdish it in Nissan, and somebody else came and bought it from Hegdesh in Tishrei, I'd have till Tishrei, a year later. Okay, that's the bit of a dispensation that you do have. What's Milad? I mean, where is it from? Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra. The pasuk says, "Lekone oto," to the guy who bought it, "Avafilu miyad hegdesh." Even if he bought it from Hegdesh, not from you. So the Gemara says, "Wait a second, Velichlete Hegdesh. Why don't Hegdesh get it? Hegdesh should be the one to get it, like in the case of an arechoma, a rate of a stay achuza, right? If you don't redeem it, it goes back to Beit HaMikdash and the Kohanim split it up. So why do we have the same thing over here? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Ledorotav, right? According to its, look at the pasuk there says, says Litvim lo yigel ad melot lo shratu. If you don't redeem it till the year is completed, the kama bar Hashem beir Hashem lo choma in this walled city, let's put it forever. La kone oto le dorotav, to the person who bought it for his generation. In other words, forever. So you have to have Lodorotav. What's Lodorotav? A person has generations. Yatza Hegdesh, She'ein lo Dorot. Hegdesh is out of this pasuk, out of the picture. You can't apply the concept of Dorot to Hegdesh. Then the pasuk said, Lo Yatza Be'Yovel. The end of the pasuk doesn't go out at the Yovel. So it seems to be a bit of redundance. It says it's yours forever and doesn't go out of the Yovel. So what it says, Lameli, what are those words for in the pasuk? Lo Yatza, but doesn't go out in the Yovel. Rashi says, yeah, Lamadi Hoyel Vikhtiv Litzmitut. Already said forever. So it says, it's his forever Litzmitut, Lo Yetze Bayovel. Why do we need those extra words of Lo Yetze Bayovel if it's his forever? Amar Rav Safra, Lo Nitzrach Ele Lemoche Bayit Bebet Arechoma. We need it for a specific case. What's the case? Where a person sold a walled house in a walled city. Upagabo Yovel Betoch Shnato. And now, within the year, he sold it, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And Tishrei is the Yovel. You might think that the Yovel undoes the deal, right? Says no. You might get it. Kamash Madan, lo yetzei ba Yovel. We doesn't got the Yovel and the